Welcome back to Zen Chaos. We took a little sabbatical, not on purpose, but life happens. We apologize. But we're back. I am Dean. That across from me in the virtual world over there on the screen is Zen, Yin and Yang. How are you, my brother?
Chilling, tired, but doing all right.
I hear that. Now, there's a lot going on, people, and we're not going to do this. We're not going to have this episode to be its normal format where we would take a topic and cover it and go to the next topic and cover it. We're just going to have a free-flowing conversation because it's a lot of shit going on.
And we did plan it out for the past 2 weeks as a, like, yo, we're going to do this specific, like, we should, and then, what, 4 seconds before hit and go?
The flow happens, and then this fucking craziness happens in the world, I guess. Excuse me, not that I guess, but like it's on 1,000, but then in America, the heat's turning up even more. So let's just talk about it. Guns. Do we need to get rid of all of them? My answer is no. I don't even think, like, because a lot of times, people are just like, oh, we got to get the AR-15s out of here, yada, yada, yada. Like, think about this for a second, people. The individual who attacked in Buffalo, New York already has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. Mm-hmm. He was still able to get that attack off. Now, puzzle me this. Los and I had a conversation, pretty sure that, you know, Black of the Berry is shadow banned. And then also, too, something else that we have learned, or excuse me, not learned that, but we've all seen, is that we see out here, whenever you post anything about COVID or, you know, a fact check item or whatever the case, they easily can tag that post. Mm-hmm. So they have a way of seeing, you know, social media has a way of seeing, like, okay, what kind of post to be made, and they can do things accordingly. These individuals, in both cases, in Texas and in Buffalo, they both were posted all over social media they were going to do this.
And but somehow, nothing
was tagged. No authorities were alerted that they were actually literally able to go in and, like, stop them. Like, this doesn't make any sense. So everyone just saying, like, oh, we got to get rid of the guns. Does that stop the attack from – it may have stopped the gun attack from happening maybe with that particular gun, but they were still legal firearms. Mm-hmm. So what stops it? So then what happens next when they come in there with a shotgun with bird shots?
This is kind of where I've been, like –
and then we're not talking about mental health either. Like, what about that whole factor? But
to me, it's one of those, like, to give my ending now, it's you have to change it all. Gun laws aren't going to fix this. Mental health alone isn't going to fix this. We have too much in circulation, I think, at this point for gun laws to make that much of a change. Will they make a difference? Yes. Should you enact some? Yes. But anyone who's out here preaching, oh, if we make stricter gun laws, we do more background checks, like, that means this will stop. Like, nah, it's kind of like the COVID shit. It's not going to stop it. Promote it as this might help it a little bit. Hmm. So people can't argue it. All right, it's going to help a little bit over, no, we're not going to do anything at all. It's when you're promoting it like, this is going to stop it. Then they're like, no, I'm not going to listen to you then.
Absolutely.
I do think it's going to require, like, a collective change. You will have to do stricter, in a sense, stricter law, gun laws in whatever way you can. And you would then need to open up universal medical or mental health coverage. You can't force people to go, but you can't argue against going if it's paid for.
Not against the we can have conversations about that mental health clinic, but speaking about the stricter gun laws in what regard? Like, think about it. New York has some of the strictest gun laws already, and that attack was still able to happen.
I heard, like, somebody put, like, a red flag indicator type thing. Like, if you got, or raise the limit, the age on getting one. So to me, the bullying thing would kind of die off over time. If you're fresh out of high school, 18 years old, got bullied all the way through. Of course, once you're able to buy one and can buy one,
Go back and now you've may have potentially trained for years and got even more deadlier and potentially right. could do that. Or you could just leave it alone because you got older.
Right. Fuck and up. You could phase off. So it's like you could give them time to build it up, but then it's like you weren't stopping this person anyway. At 18, you had time if you would have gotten them like some form of mental help to try and curb some of the things that were going on within there or back at home or due to your broken home, broken upbringing, whatever the situation may be. But stricter gun laws to me now at this point would be a deeper background checks. Red flags on people who, hey, you were a called school shooter in school. Why? Give us some of your
peers. How do you collect that database?
So that's it gets tricky there, but to me you would need to go somewhere in that direction. Like background check wise, we have to go in that direction in some way because it's mentally ill people that are doing this. It's not your regular, hey, I'm just tight at my job because all y'all making fun of me, this man fucked my wife, I'm gonna go shoot up all y'all. Like, no, it's you guys are you're broken up here.
100%.
100%. So there may have been something that would come up in a background check when you're going to purchase your weapon that's like, hey, give us some references from people that like you and people that you're pretty sure don't like you.
How can you get references from people who don't like you, though?
Hey, that makes, I don't know.
See, now then at that point, now you're completely, then you get the whole infringement conversation, but you know what I'm saying? Because what if some of those red like it's
hard.
It's very difficult. Definitely something has to happen. There has to be some kind of change.
Because I think that what they bank on is this. You come to this stalemate of what do you do? Well, you could do this. Well, how do you do it? Since we can't figure out how to do it, we're not going to do anything. Well, we could offer universal mental health. Well, how do you cover who you can't make them go to mental health? So why should we offer free mental health to everybody? Why does everybody need it? Oh, we can't give it to everybody, so we're not going to do anything. So it's
okay.
One of the
So if you can't offer it to everybody,
stalemate us and do nothing.
If you can't offer it to everybody, then there can be certain criteria because everybody's not going to want it, right? Like, you know. You have universal free mental health care. Like, I'm not just going to just do it just to do it for no reason, right? Like, especially that kind of, because it would be specific, right? Like, it would be like for individuals with like high, you know, grades of depression and maybe schizophrenia potential schizophrenia, or maybe it's like bipolar disorders. It'd be like individuals that they can, it would be professionals that could help those kind of individuals, right?
It's weird because to me, offering it does mean you also now have to have people in place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're offering it for free, I have a feeling you're going to have people in place to do it that aren't really that great and they're probably not going to get paid that much. So are they really going to help in the end?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, so it's I get that part, but then you're not going to stalemate there and say, oh, this is what we might get. So we're not going to do anything. To me, then you got to still try something.
Something has to give, but. Like you said, it's more comprehensive than, like you say, just gun control, because mm-hmm. because all that is doing is just putting, you know, I wouldn't even say it's a Band-Aid. Actually, yeah, it's just putting a Band-Aid on an open wound, like a large one. It's like
putting a Band-Aid on a break.
Yeah, like.
Shit's broken. Band-Aid ain't going to fix it.
It's not going to fix it. It's actually just going to make it more irritating. Like, right. Why would you even put this on me?
Because now this hurts to take off.
You know what I'm saying? So.
It's like you're. I don't know. Gun control measures in a stricter sense alone would be sort of pointless.
In this, yeah.
Because if you're not going to pair it with something else. Right.
Yeah, because you're not treating the issue. Because it's,
these shootings, the guns were legally purchased. So make stricter laws cool. They still get them.
But then I ask the question, like, is it Switzerland that has gun laws that are like ours? I believe it's Switzerland that has really good gun laws, and they don't lack gun laws like us. And they obviously you can't, like, you know, it's hard to compare countries, but
right. I take the outside of country things with a grain of salt, because it's one of those, what we have in circulation trumps all of them already. Like, you're going to go over there and, oh, we had one mass shooting, we go and take them all. Like, yeah, you probably could in the beginning, because you guys ain't got that much. Good luck finding ours now. Good luck getting them from the people who are here and would defend our country to the end. Good luck getting them from any one of those people. Those people alone, your rednecks, outnumber probably every gun owner in other countries.
Right.
So it's hard to put our numbers against others based off, oh, we had this incident type. Like, to me, we have so much out there. And we can't compare us to other people.
Yeah.
We are in our own league. We have to figure this out all on our own. This is where we can turn to nobody
else.
Hold on.
But here's the thing, though. Because I remember reading this article, and as you were talking, I just went to skim it because I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to say anything out of here. But so Switzerland, most of their country has served in the military. Oops, there we go.
Trained.
There we go. But then hold on. That still wouldn't negate if they have some kind of mental health issue that would still, because all right, because now you're trained. So yeah, you do have more trained individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So then because then that becomes a question. What's the deterrent in that in this regard? Is it the fact that, okay, I'm trained, but then mostly everyone else I'm gonna be encountering or maybe potentially attempting to do this against is trained as well, and they also have weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it? Is it the fact that we all have an equalizer that could take us out? Like, that becomes the question. Is that it?
Is there
something else?
It might be, which is why we get. So I'm not going to jump to the mass shootings because that's a broad brush. That's a broad group. But when you get the huge
ones, isn't that three or more people?
Yeah, it's three or more people. So to us, Chicago weekends are a mass shooting. That's why, like, I also don't treat those numbers of, oh, this country's got this many, like, yeah, because you're counting this, like, your random every day, not speaking strictly on school ones. But I do think that these school ones are related to, hey, I'm going into an area where I'm probably not going to get fired back on. I'm doing it myself. You're not going like, you don't, I guess you don't get as many mall shootings, but we have had them. But to me, they might
churches,
have more.
They had the churches, but not churches.
But you're not people are going in there. Who's going strapped up to church?
In the South, I think in the South, more people have been.
More likely to, yes. But it's still a place where they're like, people probably aren't as worried here, so you're not going to be as strapped here. I'm going to go to a school, an elementary school at that. Why? You're a bunch of little kids. Ain't none of you bussing back.
Yeah.
I'll go to a supermarket in the middle of the day. Why? Because who's at a supermarket in the middle of the day? Oh, I don't know what time it was. Sorry. But if it was middle of the day, everybody that would be strapped up working. Older people are here in the middle of the day. So I'll go to a supermarket in the middle of the day. They're worried, but not worried.
Yes, because I don't think they care if they die or not, but they want to make sure they can do what they set out to do. So then
I can make a name for myself and then go out that way, and you'll forever remember me.
Because it's, but then we also now have the conversation of people wanting teachers to be armed. It's like they don't. How much money do these teachers get paid? And we want to make them armed now too. And now, don't get me wrong, there is a school district down in Georgia who's been doing it since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It is the the Lawrence County school district was the first school district in Georgia, the first. So I guess there's more that, you know, issues, you know, guns to teachers, but they do have to go through comprehensive background checks, and they also have to go through training.
So, which makes sense.
100%. So then,
especially if you're going to arm a teacher.
So then, is that what you do? No. I'm not saying with teachers. No, I don't believe teachers have guns because they're not they decide to be teachers, they decide to be in law enforcement or become armed for that shit. Like, if you were going to arm anybody, wouldn't it be security?
Mm-hmm. That I'm 1,000% with. And I at this
let's point, get armed security.
I don't understand why anyone is against it. The only thing I can see is in these hood nigga schools, you get a bunch of kids that mess around and jump a security guard and take their shit off of them. Maybe.
But here's the thing. Because now we've seen that the schools are vulnerable. So if our schools are vulnerable, that means that we're going to have to raise the standard that you would have for a security guard.
Yes.
That means that those kids shouldn't be able to do that.
Right. And to me, I do think, even with this counter, I do think that if you put security in place that knows what the kids are going to respect it a bit more, they're not going to do that. So
100%.
Yeah, if it happened, it's not going to happen.
No.
We've seen the examples when you have a strong authority figure there, kids do respect it. Even if you're bad kids, you respect it.
100%. You don't want to tangle with that motherfucker.
Right.
So
that is one.
Why that's not the answer.
Me neither. I do not understand any pushback. The one of the things I could see is the funding part. But hey, suck it up and pay for it at this
point. You were about to fund teachers to have it.
And yes, this is going to cost you more, whatever.
What is security? How crazy would it be for security not to have guns, but fucking teachers do?
I think it's based around the insuring aspect because of the weapon part. It's the same thing with the security guards, like in my job. I work at social services, and this is a building where you would expect security to be armed. Why? Because of the population that you're dealing with. But they're not. Why? Because you have to increase pay and add other insurances for arming them. Well, so it's we want to be cheap about it.
Well, you can't be cheap about it with the kids, as we've seen. So I don't understand why, if anybody's going to be getting it, it should be the security guards. But
very, very much agree.
This whole thing. It's a motherfucker. And then you got to spice, and then you got to shift through everything too. Because, you know, originally the media was reporting that there was like a teacher who was closing the door in Texas, like making it look like he was trying to keep it. But then they find out they were doing it before the whole thing happened just to make sure that the door was closed, like any other normal teacher would do. We all remember after the kids running in from school, just checking the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Security would check the outside the doors that the kids were out there. Like, so you got to be careful of that. Then also too,
saying that it was a rogue officer that went in and cops stood outside doing nothing. Granted, they could have done more, but they weren't doing nothing. It wasn't a rogue cop that went in and did it. It was a team. Like, you're gonna put this info out here to piss everybody
off. Also was a parent. A part of that was like part of the border patrol, though. But then what about the one about the mother
that got arrested and then talked yourself out of it? See, I don't know. I read the article.
I retweeted it.
It's the article is a little sus. But if this went down.
But then they had like a picture going on, too.
Around it's Twitter. One of those. If it went down like in a. If this, I don't know the exact layout of the school, but if the shooting's happening at one end and you can break away from the crowd and get to the window where your kid is at, I would do it. I would risk getting arrested by a cop. So if I knew one of the cops, I was like, yo, you know me. I don't need to be in cuffs. They'd be like, all right, yeah. They probably shouldn't. I'll uncuff you. And then you wait for them to walk off and then sneak off and go grab your kid out the window. Like, I could see this happening. The same time, I could see it as a sensationalized story just to make people
more upset.
A mom did this and the cops did nothing. Let's bash cops and
you do even hear other, like, I got some law enforcement buddies and they were none too pleased. Hold on.
Dean's out. We here. You know, I was out here listening to Brandon Tatum. Brandon Tatum had me all feeling bad. Like, damn, I'm bashing cops here, not doing nothing. they should have done more. He's like, nah, you don't understand tactics. Y'all don't understand tactics. Oh, this is a tactical thing. And he was barricaded in this way. You can't go in and do nothing. But then you listen to the sheriff talk about it or whatever. The sheriff's like, yo, they were wrong. They should have done more. They should have been going in there. No, the situation was not what they thought it was. Hindsight says, nope, they should have gone in there. So you got Tatum saying, y'all messed up for saying they should have gone in there. You got the officer saying, nah, they were wrong. They should have gone in there. Conservatives sometimes, you're quick to jump to the defense just to be the ones that, oh, you got to wait for all the information. You got to wait for all the evidence to come out. Meanwhile, you jump into conclusions. Oh, they were right. They had to be tactical. You guys don't understand. It's like, no, nigga, there's kids getting shot. Mm. Dean's back. Man,
well, I'm back. Am I blurry?
You look normal.
Oh, okay. You're a little blurry. You're a little blurry. That's all I was just asking. I didn't know if it was me or...
Nah, you look good.
Okay. So here's a question. Well, here's not the question. Here's what I was going to say before I got kicked out. And yeah, people, you're going to see the whole technical difficulty thing.
I talked through it all. I got it.
I saw you because you're the fucking man. Yeah. So here's something, though. Because I have a you know, few buddies of mine who are law enforcement officers, and they were none too pleased with what happened down there in Texas. And their whole thing was, their question was, well, what was their training? Because that doesn't make any sense. And then even one person I was talking to was like, even if I was the first person on the scene, he was like, and your radio went, they're like, you know, they're like, you know, he's like, oh, how far is backup? Backup's 20 minutes away. I'm going in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going in and we're going to figure this out. Going in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give them that pass. And then they also have 40% of that county's fucking budget going into their department.
So then that's where me not reading into it probably didn't help. But there were like elements where I jumped on the cops at first, and then I backed up and I'm like, oh, this is Uvalde. This is probably, I'm like, this ain't like New York City cops where they're armed to the T and can go into, this is probably your like small town cops. They ain't got nothing. So that's why they didn't go in. And then I saw the pictures of it and I'm like, no, y'all niggas look like military people. Fuck out of here. Why did you not go in? And then they're like, oh, we thought they were barricaded in. So I was like, okay, tactics, maybe. Brandon Tatum, tactics, listen to the tiger, you guys don't know. And then you hear, like I was mentioning during the hiccup, the sheriff or whatever that talked about it was like, no, we should have gone in. So I was like my father-in-law even said, he's like, hey, I get it that this is what's going on, but it's kids, so screw protocol at this point. He said that there was a situation he was in where there was somebody that was like, yo, my daughter's in here getting raped, and this is a domestic violence call or whatever. He's supposed to wait for the tactical team. He's like, no, there's a rape going on. I'm go in. Went in. There was a rape going on, and he did stop it. So it's like, at this point, with who's involved, you say tactics out the window. Screw what social media is going to say, because we are all on the side of kids. So if you're going to go out your way to shoot black people who are running from you, why don't you go out your way to shoot people shooting at kids?
Fucking kids. And then, because if you're not going to do that, then why are you a cop? What do you become a cop for? Because the one person that I was talking to, I'm talking about this individual specifically. Mm-hmm. I can tell you when he thought about becoming a cop, I would assume that scenarios where he was doing legitimate good is the reason why, like, you know what I mean, is what he thought about as a kid. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like stopping the true bad guy, not some real filtered one, but like
somebody's really doing something.
The look in the eye, like the look in his eyes when he was talking about it, like it was like, oh, like he was not disgusted. I don't even think is the correct word. Appalled, baffled, bamboozled. Fucking, yeah, it was pretty funny, especially like I said, when they get 40% of the town's budget, and it is a $4 million budget, but that's still 40% of that town's, excuse me, that city's budget.
So it's like you had, you should,
and have the school had district had its own police force when this happened.
They had an arms, I think they had a guard that was like one of the first ones to get shot. No,
Okay.
Maybe. I might be wrong on this and might be mixing it with the Buffalo one or whatever, but I could swear. I know in Buffalo for sure a security guard got shot because that's the guy who was making the hydro car or whatever. But I think they had security who first tried engaging with him and either they got shot and a cop got shot or two cops got shot. One of the two. Because that's what made them back off, where they're like, oh, we went in and then he shot at two of us, so we backed off and said, we need more, so we can't go in. Hmm. But what doesn't, there's a part of it that still doesn't click to me, where they were like, one, there are kids that talked about like their experiences before dying kind of thing. Like you could hear their scream, like them from the classroom and things like that. So it's like, how did you think that this was like a barricaded, he's not doing anything thing if there were kids in there who didn't technically die right away? Because they were like making calls to people and they're like, oh, we could hear the shooting in like the background of the classroom, or like there were things like that where parents were commenting on something. It's not clear in my head, so maybe I'm off. But the cops are like, oh, it was a barricaded situation. We couldn't get in and do anything. It's like, and then other people are like, well, no, we could hear it and kind of see what was going on. So you guys are just not going to go in when people are actively being shot? So nobody hears gunshots going off actively? You don't hear active screams? These kids are quiet from training?
Especially when you're in the, especially when you're in the actual school.
Right. You went in the building. And I strongly doubt that because of their training that they were all so good that they were silent. To where it was crickets in there. Granted, maybe it was from the
one maybe even fear.
Yes,
exactly. So it could have been. It could have been. They could have been quiet, but still, even if they're quiet, you hear him shooting people.
Right.
Because there was no reports of him having a suppressor on any of them weapons.
No, there's nothing about it being silent. So
once he lets off one, then fucking now we got to do something.
Yes.
Because then at least if we're trying to do something, then he targets us. Mm-hmm. You know, people saying now, oh, well, the police, because I remember there wasn't there one chief or somebody. Oh, no, that wasn't the chief. Excuse me. There was a correspondent. I think he was like an a police officer. And then he was like, oh, well, I think, oh, no, he was a politician. One of the two. I forget. I apologize. But he basically was just like, oh, like, you know, the reason he didn't go in without the backup because he was scared. I think it's about the first officer because he was scared. He didn't want to get hurt. And it was like, am I supposed to give a fuck?
I heard that. That was the first thing I was like, bullshit. There's no way.
That's what you signed up for.
You signed up for this, and that's what you're going to do with kids? Bruh.
Now, this is bad. This is bad. But then also, too, what happens? Because, like, remember, you know, in the Parkland shooting, it was found that, officers, you know, didn't follow the correct protocols, which then led to them having a slower response time. So you would think that, Parkland happened at 18, but you would think that this would raise the game a little bit with other agencies and things along those lines. But I don't like, I guess, how are we with all of the shootings going on? How are you not? Well, I guess then that's an infringement on people's rights, but then no, it's not, because if Facebook or Twitter or something has a feature, because they can catch all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So like, why can't there be a collaborative effort? But I guess we don't really want that kind of collaborative effort. But why couldn't it? Like, oh, this person said that they were going to shoot up a school. Like, whenever somebody's talking about they're going to target a school or shoot up like a clear threat, which you can actually make in the algorithm. Like, I'm pretty sure you can make an algorithm. Mm-hmm. To figure out like a true threat, yeah.
You have like a,
and then you have an investigation
word thing, but a group of words together. Like, hey, you get these groups of words in there, boom, red flag those people.
Yep.
Any branding that looks like this, red flag them. It will lead to people who post their guns getting red flagged. But that's this is what it is. You investigate, but. This guy sending pictures to people before doing it, like, oh, I don't talk to you, but I'm going to send you a message. And this person does nothing. You send, like, granted, high school. So, young people, your mind's not there. following this, there was a threat sent to the high school right by me across social media. They ended up arresting the kid who did it, but that led to long line with the kids getting in school, police at the high school. Somebody's like, yep, I'm going to be shooting up the high school tomorrow.
There was a threat to Turtle Hook. I mean, excuse me. Yeah. To Turtle Hook Middle School in Uniondale, too.
There was a threat to Belport High School.
Jesus.
Man, they did find the person and arrest them, but I guess since it was shared on their social media, they put it on their story. People tagged, sent it out, shared it around. But in that sense, word got out. Cops were at the school the next morning. There's a bag checks on the next morning on the way in. So it's like people can put the note out, notifications out. So why in these situations did so much get put out and nobody or maybe they just didn't take it serious? At least for the Buffalo shooter kid, maybe they didn't take him serious. Maybe it was like, yo, we are all in this deep conspiracy theory world, so everything that everybody says is like, oh, I'm gonna go do something, and no enough, like, we all know we're bluffing.
No, in certain regards, but then when people say certain things, though, it's got to be followed up on.
I didn't read his to see if he made clear cut, I'm going to go do this here statements,
right?
But if you're just talking about, we're getting replaced, we are being replaced. Like, if you're in a group of everybody saying that, then most of them know I'm bluffing. I'm not going to do anything. So when somebody says they are, you're probably BSing. Oh, you're a little weird. You're going hard with this, but yeah. Fuck the niggers.
Well, see, I don't know, because if you're in that kind of group, then I think that you're about business. Or you want to be about business. That's why you would join that kind of group. And, of course, they want to snitch on each other.
Are they about business? Are they really doing anything? You got some, this one. But I feel like most of them are talk.
No, I think most of them. I think most of them do things in other ways. Because, remember, they're in all avenues and aspects of our lives.
True.
So, because of that, you don't know where they are and what they could be or could not be influencing.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I think that's where that major threat lies. But
yes, there should be still some way to catch this online and pre-crime style red flag it.
But then I guess now we have, because it's like, okay, because do you treat it? Because at that point, you would try to treat it like you would treat it as it's the same. Well, then how would you charge it? And the reason I said it is because they didn't do anything. You're catching them beforehand. They made a threat. But then is it the same as someone going into a mall and saying, I'm going to shoot it up? Excuse me. Not that I'm saying I'm not going to do that. I'm just talking about that on the YouTube.
Yes, algorithm, please do not ban us. It's hard. I don't know. It's hard to call, because you would need to have sufficient evidence to say, I'm pretty sure you were going to do this. You didn't do it, but.
Yeah. So I guess that's where it is. Like, if you see them,
we had enough to say, we had a good idea. You were doing this. You bought this. You made this purchase recently. We've been monitoring your purchases. You made these purchases over the past 6 months. We've seen no purchases at any gun ranges. You're buying bullets. You're buying ammo, all this. But you're going to no ranges. You're shooting nothing off. Hey, we've been seeing your posts. So we are going to lock you up for 6 months and require mandatory therapy. I don't know. Because in the end, they didn't actually do anything yet. They could have a whole change of heart.
Well, because you still got to... Because then they can still, if you buy items to build a bomb, they can catch you and then lock you up for that.
Is that conspiracy charges? Is that what conspiracy is?
I believe it would be.
It's like, oh, we're suspecting that you're going to do this. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess you would put it under the same thing. It's like you're going to create an act of terrorism.
Yeah.
We caught you. We suspect you're about to do this. So we are going to arrest you now, present our evidence. You figure it out later. Just hope they don't give you a state-sanctioned lawyer who
don't give a shit.
Treat you
shitty. But also, too, you don't want to create this program, though. I'm thinking, you don't want to create this program and it just lead to like piles of like just shit getting thrown in a pile that doesn't get looked at because they're just given everything that doesn't need to be investigated or looked into.
Which also could lead to people who are doing it grouping up with others. Hey, let's all put
throw our them off the set.
So they don't know. Yeah,
who's gonna do something? And whoever goes,
or they don't even need groups of people at that point. You just create sock accounts. Granted, those are easier, way easier to probably track, but
100% because still gotta go back to the IP address.
But yeah, same IP.
Unless you throw it,
which obviously, if you're going to go that hard, then you'll spend the time to do
100%.
Meanwhile, even though these are things that could happen, they can't sit on their hands.
They got to do something.
Because I feel like this is what they do, is they're like, oh, we could do this. Well, here's the counter. Oh, we got nothing. Oh, okay. Oh, we can do this. Here's the counter. Oh, okay. We won't do anything yet. They'll sit on their hands, and we'll have another shooting, and then we'll get the same thing.
Same response.
Gun control, AR-15s, no guns. We have to take the guns. We need to arm teachers. We need
politicians. Politicians and everyone else virtue signaling to whatever it is, like, you know, whatever is the tragedy. Like, you know what the crazy thing is? I was thinking that I would probably be so mad if I lost somebody in something like that, and then you have all these people showing up at the funeral. Like, because I'm just thinking, you're doing this for clout. Think about everybody taking the pictures, and then like, because everybody has it.
Yeah, I don't know that nigga.
Like, and don't get me wrong, you know the movement. I get it, but I'm just saying, like, I would, because you know a lot of them out there for clout. They're not even out there for what it is. Because it
says after that, did they go through and try and advocate for anything to change? No.
Just went back on social media saying what we need to be changed. Didn't vote anybody
in. Need to put a black square. Put a black square on your media, social media post for a day.
Fucked, man.
Like, fucked. Do you remember we did that dumb shit?
Fucked.
Like, it was going to do something?
I don't know if Black and the Berry did it. I don't think we... I know I didn't do it on my page. I don't know if BTB did it.
So, the colloquial we is and we the people. I might have done it. I feel like I looked at it like, this is stupid. I don't get the point. But then might have fallen into the, hey, I'll just do it anyway. I don't know. I have to go back and look at my thing. I didn't delete it if I did.
Yeah, no, nah, I don't.
That was stupid. That was so stupid.
Nah, I didn't.
I don't think I did. I don't think I did.
I don't think we did. Or if we did do it, Los definitely would have been the one. Because I don't. Certain things I don't want to. Because it doesn't really mean anything. This is just virtue signaling at its finest. Like, what is the... What are we really going to do? What real, actual conversation could then truly, from that conversation, enact actual change?
Right.
Because what everybody's saying right now, like you said before, they ain't saying shit. But, you know, hey.
Conservatives come out with, oh, if they don't talk about his mental health. And it's like, if you...
And then also, too, I should be able to have guns.
Yeah. But it's every shooting now. The first thing out is mental health. White people shoot it, defense. And black people, it's, oh, well, they didn't have it. So, they like, we needed to get it to them. They wouldn't have done this if they had it. Same thing. Black people do the same. We needed mental health. White people are like, oh, they needed mental health. Don't take my guns. You're coming for my guns. Don't take my guns.
But don't take my guns. you know, I feel good with that one. But truthfully, something needs to happen. Something, some kind of change.
True, it's got to be a collective. Thing. A collective change.
Yeah.
which would go from state, I guess, to federal. States saying, like, yo, every school's got to have an armed security guard. That's like, it's it. We'll find the money in federal the state.
Oh, yeah, the state. Yeah, the well, states.
The states, right? Each state gets their own, but they should just, like, every state should just then collectively agree, like, all right, cool. Armed security everywhere. Universal health coverage for mental health screenings related to depression and things like
that. And kids.
And children.
Just do it.
Yeah, children just to have it. That way you can start early. You don't
catch them. Yeah, so like the future generations will be good on. And then for the older generations, then...
Like depression, things like that, cool. If you're going to say that you get free coverage for that, not necessarily just anything, even mental health related, then all right, cool. Give that to everybody. Yep. What was the other one?
Or do we throw schizophrenia in there too or no?
Are schizo shooting things up? I mean, you could.
Well, you might as well.
I think it would help. I did see one today who I'm like, I feel like you're okay if like you're given the time to work through, but you're stuck with somebody who kind of enables you. So, this young girl, her mom was I would say, super enabling. It's like one of those, I'm going to whisper that they have these issues because I'm going to put it out there like these issues define them. So, mental health help everywhere.
True.
Because you need mental health help for the people helping the people who have issues, and the people who have issues need it.
And you know where we can get this money from. Somewhere in the budget already, we can cut something. We can look at something and re-divert the goddamn cost. I mean, excuse me, we can re-divert the budget to that. There's a lot of shitty programs that we're funding that we don't need to fund.
Redirect the money and yes, put it toward, hey, we can do mental health coverage. We can now pay people to do this too, so that people aren't looking at it like, oh, I'm not going to go deal with all that work for no money.
For nothing. Yeah. You got to respect them for. So you can't argue with that.
And we are now at this point of, since COVID, it's way easier to do virtual things. So this to me would open up that avenue. Like you have things like Talkspace, you have things, Talkspace is the only one that I'll know of now off top, but it's
right.
If you're stuff like funds to cover things like that, like it would make it so much more useful. Granted, it would help for people to have phones, but you have the ability to do this.
And then if you don't have a phone, then they can still have the option for in person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, and then maybe everything. To make it even more cost effective, you can just have it to where it's like if you do have a phone, maybe you have to do it through the phone or whatever the case. If you don't have one, then you come in or whatever. I don't know how you do it or how you can verify it, but something like that.
We have the resources. We just need the people in place to point them to those resources. And I would hope that you have young-minded enough people in those positions, but I don't hear it ever put out in any conversation. Not anything that makes it national.
Nope.
Anything national. It's gun control, background checks, armed teachers.
You know, I think you and I came up with some shit just today.
I do too.
Came up with some shit, and then I think that we gave them something to fucking think about. And that's what we want you to go off and do. Go off and take this week and think about what the hell we were talking about with gun control. Think about what we were offering as a potential, what we think potentially could be, you know, maybe a solution or a step towards a solution. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Maybe this leads you to talking to somebody else or maybe writing your politician, you know what I mean, saying, hey, this is what we believe in. This is something that we think possibly could happen. We don't know. But hopefully, you know, a few other people can hear this and then they can, you know, add a little flavor to it and we can maybe figure this whole damn thing out. Because I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm a little bit sick and tired of these fucking shootings. I'm about sick and tired of us not actually addressing the issue. Us just saying, oh, this is a problem, then doing nothing about it. What is the old saying? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Zen, any last words for the people?
No.
Peace, love, and motherfucker.